You're tuned in to the Grace Curley Show podcast. Listen to Grace live daily before Howie's show. For station and time, go to gracecurleyshow.com. Enjoy.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Hey, it's not the Howie Carr Show. It's my show. And I brought my own music.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest, the Archduchess of the AM airwaves. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Get ready, Boston. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show, the last hour before the weekend commences. Just kidding. I'll be here for Howie's show, Grace's news, and Police Blotter Facts Friday, but we're getting closer, everybody. Before we get to our topic, which is the Powerball and Mega Millions, I have a few housekeeping notes I want to go over. First of all, if you would be so kind as to check out my first ever article in Spectator USA, I'd be honored. I'd really appreciate it. I wrote all about Charlie Baker and the vaccine rollout that is not going as smoothly as people thought it might. And also go to gracecurlyshow.com, click store to get our Grace's goodies with Cape Gunworks. There's a few more of those left. And lastly, I wanted to thank Aviva Trattoria for coming in and bringing a delicious Friday lunch for me and my VIPs, and also for bringing me this super cool t-shirt that I love, and it has Aviva on the sides of it. Make sure you check them out, and make sure you also go to gracecurlyshow.com and enter the email for the Aviva Trattoria lunch special. So I think I covered all that. That was a few housekeeping notes, and now it is time to talk about what I've really been wondering. So this is how this came to be. I was on the phone with the mailroom manager yesterday, and we started talking about Powerball. She plays Powerball sometimes, Mega Millions. She always writes her name on the back of the ticket in case she wins, and Howie tries to take any sort of credit for it. So the combined Mega Millions and Powerball jackpots are over $1 billion. And I guess the reason it's so enormously high is because fewer people are buying lottery tickets right now, which is leaving more money to win. So I was on the phone last night with the mailroom manager, and you know, she says to me, well, what would you do if you won? And 20 minutes later, the conversation's still going on. I look down at my car and I can see how long the conversation is. We've been on the phone for 20 minutes talking about a hypothetical Mega Millions win. And it just went on and on and on. And I couldn't stop talking about it. What would I do with all that money? And the real question that she had was, would you give 2 weeks' notice? Would you give Howie 2 weeks' notice before you hit the road? And my answer to my boss, the mailroom manager, was, of course I would. What do you think? I would hop on a plane the next day, a private plane, and go to Bora Bora without giving you guys so much as the courtesy of 2 weeks' notice? That's absurd. I would never think to do that. I also have a few houses I'm planning on buying. I would really invest in property. I would buy a house down the Cape. I would buy a house in Palm Beach. I would buy another house where I am right now in Massachusetts, and maybe like a fancy house in Wyoming, like Kanye or something like that. And I would probably buy a private plane. And then, I mean, it's like $1 billion. It's a lot of money. I would give a lot of money away. I would give a lot of money to my parents. I would not tell anyone that I won this money, because that's when all the crazies come out. And I would just never work again. It's kind of simple. Oh, and lastly, before I turn it over to Jared, he's going to tell us what he would buy. I would pamper myself on a daily basis. I'm talking like I would get facials every day, get my hair done every day, skincare products, makeup. I would just, anytime, you know those times in your life where you go, I don't need that. I would buy it. Boom. Purchased. I would just be swiping that credit card. All right, Jared, I can tell you're ready to go here. What in your hypothetical world, what do you get?
Well, I'm tempted to say I'd buy a nice diamond for Hunter Biden so I could be made Secretary of State.
It's got to be at least 2.8 carats or else he will not accept it.
That of course. 2.8 carats, that's a chip. That's not a diamond, Grace.
Jared's already getting the ego of someone who won.
Exactly. No, I actually would go after the Holy Grail of comic books, Action Comics number one from 1938, the first appearance of Superman. You can't even really find a copy anymore. It's so old and there's so few of them. I know Nicolas Cage has one. I might try to bribe him out of it. But is what I would go for.
Did he steal his?
No.
Declaration of Independence?
Yes. There's actually a second. That was one of his big ticket items when he got... He's like, if I ever get famous, I was going to do that. And he did that.
Wow.
I would definitely do that. Yep.
Anything else?
I'd probably buy Rhode Island.
I'm not going to comic book shame you because I know it's one of your passions and I respect that. There's got to be another thing. You win.
No, I would buy a billion dollars. Yes, I would. I would buy a house in a nice part of California, which I know those are shrinking, but I'd buy a nice beach house in California and just kind of sort of do nothing.
Okay. I like that. Would you give 2 weeks notice to Howie and Cappy?
I would absolutely give 2 weeks notice.
See, that's the great thing about being on the radio is that we're all lying.
Can't forget the little people when, you know, you become big time.
We're all lying right now. No, I'm kidding. I would finish off. I would do 2 weeks. I mean, that way everyone could be, oh, Grace is leaving. Oh, so sad. And, you know, boost my ego even more. Guys, 844-500-4242. We are asking you on this beautiful Friday afternoon, if you won $1 billion, I feel like Dr. Evil, what are you spending your money on? And I want to add this in, okay? If what you're spending your money on is paying your bills and paying off your mortgage, that's totally fine. But one thing I do want to say to the callers is that I would like one fun thing. I want something that you've been eyeing or that you've always thought about. And one of my VIPs said that she would get a pool. That's something a little bit on the fun side that I would appreciate you throwing in. I know you guys are all charitable. I know you're going to take care of your families. But if you could make it a little bit exciting for us, that would be nice. I remember I used to work at this place when I was in college, and we would always all go in for the Powerball. And it was all older people. And I'd be like, what are you guys going to get? And all the ladies would say to me, I'm paying off my electricity bill. I'm like, yeah, no, I know, but it's $1 billion. What are you going to do after that? Is anyone getting Beyonce tickets? Like, come on. When I was talking to the mailroom manager, I asked her, and she said she would definitely get a private plane. She would never fly commercial again, which is great for Howie.
I'm on board with that.
Because he's on the plane too then. Yeah, no, I am too. I would definitely do some sort of, I mean, I'm not going to be herded like a sheep anymore into those planes. No way. Kenny, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curley Show. Kenny, you win the Mega Millions or the Powerball. What do you buy?
Well, I would love to buy the old Ritz-Carlton back where I used to work for 15 years.
Oh my God, beautiful.
And just make it a great local hotel again. Bring back the cafe, the dining room, bring it back to its original state as it was back in the 30s. At the rooftop when they used to have dinner, dancing, the big bands. Make it a great local hotel where it brings the whole community, the whole city together where it used to be. So that's a very special place. That's number one. Number two, I would buy probably an island, if all possible, up in Maine. A small island, didn't matter. So that would be number two. And number three, I would hire somebody, since I drive all the time, to drive me Saturday so I could be down in Florida to go to Harry Carr's birthday party at Mar-a-Lago.
Very good, Kenny. Wow, that was an excellent start to this. Those were three things I loved. I love the idea of getting a driver, which also made me think of I would also get someone to always do my laundry because that's my least favorite chore and I would never want to do laundry again. Or I would just send out my clothes and get them folded into those really tight stacks.
Buy new clothes every day.
I know, never do laundry again. The Ritz-Carlton one, love that. So creative. And the island one, I like when people start talking about winning $1 billion because they say it can be a small island. That's okay. Like, oh, we're all still so humble.
Not gonna go crazy.
Yeah, no.
774. I'd get two full suits of armor. One would be a medieval knight, and the other a samurai.
Wow. See, everybody's got their stuff. I'm not here to make fun of anyone's passions. Like Jared wants to buy a comic book. I'm getting a private jet. He's gonna have a comic book. Is one of those cooler or better than the other? Who's to say? But, you know, we're not here to make fun. Guys, when we get back, we're going to take all your calls. 844-500-4242. What would you do if you won $1 billion? Do not hold back. Let us know. I have to let you guys know something else. You don't have to have $1 billion to do this. This is a change you can make today. It's true what they say at Perfect Smiles. Change your smile. Change your life. I saw the change with Howie Carr. So I think Howie had already had his perfect smile when I met him. But he does have... You don't have to know him before to know the after. I mean, his smile is awesome. And he's always laughing, so you see it all the time. The mailroom manager has a gorgeous smile. Whenever I'm with her, someone stops her and says, oh my God, you have such beautiful teeth. So they both went to Dr. Houghton. You should definitely check him out. He's the best dentist ever. Many people walk around, this makes me so sad, many people walk around not smiling because they aren't happy with their teeth. And something I learned the other day that Dr. Houghton has been seeing is that people are stressed out right now with COVID and the election and all this stuff, and they're grinding their teeth. So it's very important to take care of your teeth. Dental health is so important. It's really amazing to watch their testimonial videos at perfectsmiles.com. So you don't have to take my word for it. You can see people who have gone there and how it's changed their lives. Talk about incredible transformations. Dr. Houghton really is an artist. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire. Parking is free, which is huge, and the staff is warm and welcoming. Have you been wanting to upgrade your look for years? Contact them today and look at their video testimonials. Go to perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. 844-500-4242. Guys, we'll be taking your calls about what you would do if you won the Powerball. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potato
chips. You'll get nothing and like it.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. We are throwing out the question to the callers. What would you buy if you won the Powerball? It's a huge Powerball right now. It's $1 billion total combined with the Mega Millions. And so, hypothetically, if you won $1 billion, what do you do with that? I'm getting some really good texts, people saying they'd help out their family. You know, they'd buy a house in Free America in Florida. I would definitely get a house in Palm Beach. I said that. Maybe an apartment. You know, like I said, I'm still humble. You know, I can still make it small. I don't have to go over the top just because I have $1 billion. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. I love it for my basement to get out the damn smell. And I'm holding it in my hand right now for the camera. Take advantage of their sale. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word GRACE to save $10 and get free shipping. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Will Anderson Cooper mention John Sullivan during his show tonight?
John Sullivan is the left-wing activist who was at the Capitol riots, said he was there to document it and gave the footage to the FBI and they could overhear him encouraging people to burn stuff and to riot. He was inciting violence. I'm going to say no, Anderson Cooper will not mention John Sullivan ever again.
Only 2% of the audience say yes, he will.
Okay, so we're going to get to your calls. That's 844-500-4242. Trish, you're next with Grace on The Grace Curley Show. Trish, you win $1 billion. What do you spend your money on? Trish? Trish? All right, we lost Trish. That's okay. Another thing I wanted to say, though, about this, the John Sullivan video, is that we have audio of it. Does it sound good, Jerry? Can you hear what he's saying? And is it all bleeped out? All right, we will get back to the calls in 1 second, but let's play this video quick.
I was trying to tell you. I couldn't say much.
You were right.
You just have to watch my channel. Is this not going to be the best film you've ever made in your life? No.
That's it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Wait, you weren't recording, were you?
I'll delete that. But I didn't record you or me. It was just voices.
So, first of all, they're elated. You can just hear how excited they are. And second of all, he says he'll delete it.
About that.
That's the thing about those kind of videos. You always forget to delete them. Nothing's deleted nowadays. Even if it is, it's still there. But thank God that this video came out, because I have a feeling it's not going to be the first video like this that we see. Bill, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. You win $1 billion, Bill. What do you buy?
Grace, great show. Congratulations, and thanks for taking my call. I would, first of all, buy my way out of Massachusetts.
Nice.
And second of all, I would give half of it to Donald J. Trump for everything that he's done for us.
Wow, that's a great one, Bill. I don't blame you. I mean, the guy has not taken a paycheck since he's been in office, and he really is going above and beyond, and he's been ruined every step of the way from these people who hate him so much. So I think that's a good one, Bill. Anything for yourself? You buy anything for yourself?
He's done so much, and people say, well, what has he done? And I've got an email that has 150 line items, and people don't believe any of it. It's like, are you kidding me? Read this. What do you mean, what has he done?
It's absolutely crazy. Thank you, Bill. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Dave, you're next with Grace from the Grace Curley Show. Dave, you win the Mega Millions. What do you buy?
I buy a personal driver. I'll never have to drive anywhere again and deal with traffic.
People are loving the personal driver. I think that's a good one. Plus, if you go out and have a drink or two, you're never going to get in trouble.
I have another side note. Have you seen the Michael Noy interview?
No.
Canadian Epoch News. It's hard to find, but check it out. It's a really good interview with him.
Okay,
he explains everything that happened at the Capitol.
Okay, thank you, Dave. I'll check that out. Pamela, you're next on the on the Grace Curley Show. That was the first time I did it, Jared. He just looked at me so disappointed. That was the first time I've said this is the Howie Carr Show on the Grace Curley Show. It's an easy mistake to make, guys. Pamela, you're next on the Grace Curley Show. You win $1 billion.
Blessings with your new show. I would start a nursing home, and in that nursing home, I would have a art and craft room. I would have a kitchen. I would have carpentry shop, maybe a metal working shop, just everything that people had been engaged in, a computer room, and have supervision in those rooms and have the elderly who can work at those functions, even people with Alzheimer's, you know, music rooms, teachers, just all functioning, and have the products sold there at the premises, have beautiful gardens, maybe a daycare center, so that what is left of us could function beautifully and perfectly and not be put away into oblivion and, have some autonomy. I would just enjoy that so much. Oh, it would bless my heart. I would.
Pamela, that's a great one.
Yeah, I think it's time for that. Because we are the elders of the tribe, and we are the few people who know you don't have to buy water. So, you know, these things are important, and there's so much of us that's functional, and the joy is there. Once we get joy going again, and we get unity going again, and we understand, I would revamp the school system as best I could back to a truth and the fact that American is what counts.
You're making Jared's comic book and my private jet look really lame right now. Those are all great things, changing the world. I kind of hope Pamela wins it more than I do.
I might throw some laptops to the local school or something. I don't know.
Who are you, Michael Scott? Scott's Dots? I might buy them some battery laptops.
I'll send a kid to college, whatever.
Guys, 844-500-4242. I see you guys lining up. We will get to all these calls. We're asking people what you would do if you won $1 billion. It's a hypothetical. It's fun. And it gives people something to dream about. Kara, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. What do you buy, Kara?
Hi, Grace. Loving the show. First thing, I would be a responsible young adult and pay off my student loans. But for more fun, I would love to buy an NFL team so I can watch a football game without any social justice messages on the field and just enjoy the game.
Wow, that's a good one. And you could be at the box like Bob Kraft and Bon Jovi, and you could have your own little snack bar up there. And I just always, Kara, I agree with this one because I've always wanted to sit in a box at the NFL when they show you on the commercials and you're just sitting there so effortlessly casual and beautiful, and they just film you and they go, oh, that's Grace Curley. She's, you know, the owner of the team. She's eating nachos with Bon Jovi. I love that stuff. So I agree. I would definitely buy a team. I don't know if it would be NFL. It probably would be, actually. It's probably the most fun to own. Kara, thank you for the call. The phone lines are lining up, 844-500-4242. We will get to more of these on the other side. Guys, you win $1 billion. What are you doing with that cash? Let me know. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show and happy Friday. Make sure you go to gracecurlyshow.com and check out the store. We have a great Cape Gunworks Grace's goodies up there right now. It's valued at $675 for the pass, and you get it for $250, which is an incredible deal. All right, guys, we are taking all of your calls right now on what you would do if you won $1 billion. I see the phone lines are all lit up. We will get to you. Let's start with Peggy. Peggy, you win $1 billion. What do you do?
Hi, Grace. I love your show. It's so fun to do this on a Friday afternoon. It, you know, it makes it a little bit more light and less, you know, worrisome with all the politics. This is a great idea. If I won $1 billion, I would, first of all, I would buy a small boat, not a big boat, but a small boat. I would pay off my mortgage. I would donate to my church because I love my church. I would make a donation to all my favorite charities, a substantial one. You know, I have like 5 or 6 ones that are really special to me, schools, etc. I'd buy a new house. I'd buy a house for all my kids and my grandchildren. And then I would just live life and be generous and be happy.
Now, Peggy, here's a real question. Would you go in person to claim your prize, or would you send a lawyer? Would you keep this discreet, or would you let people know?
I would definitely send a lawyer. Definitely.
You don't want the whole town to know that Peggy's got loads of cash?
You got it.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Peggy. I don't think it's a smart move to go yourself. And plus, there's a lot of stories. And like Peggy said, this is a fun segment. It's supposed to inspire some hope and some dreaming. But you know me, I do got to tell you guys the truth. There's a lot of stories out there about people who win the lottery and they're cursed and their lives start spiraling. You saw it on Roseanne. It was a weird season finale. I'm not saying it was good, but it was weird. So you got to be careful. You got to keep living your life to a degree the way you lived it before. You don't want to be one of those people who, you know, wins the lottery and then ends up broke at the end of it. Richard, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Richard, you win the lottery. What do you buy?
I would rent the castle at Disneyland for your wedding.
Oh, the castle at Disneyland?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice, Richard. For me?
Yeah.
What would you do for yourself?
Probably buy a new car and a new house.
Yeah, a new car is nice. I mean, you can't beat that new car smell. I don't need one. I got my Toyota, but I'm just saying that, that's a good move. And I also think buying real estate is the way to go. I would just buy a ton of property. I buy property all over the place. I haven't picked a place that wouldn't be in the United States yet, but I got that on the brain. I'm thinking about it. I just don't know where yet. Jared, what? You look at your...
No, I was just...
You look like you're skeptical about something.
No, not at all. It's a beautiful scenario.
What, me getting married at the castle at Disneyland?
Yeah.
You're damn right it is.
Absolutely.
I don't like the sarcasm in your voice.
There's no sarcasm implied.
I'm going to be like Cinderella. Guys, 844-500-4242. Thank you, Richard. That was a very nice call. If you guys want to tell us what you plan on doing with your $1 billion, please call in. I see you guys. I'm going to get to you. But first, I wanted to read this quick story. Penn State professor slammed student conservative youth group as responsible for Capitol riot. A political science professor at Penn State University rejected students' request to serve as advisor for the school's Young Americans for Freedom chapter Tuesday. This is what he said. On principle, I do not take part in any on-campus political movements because he claims to be an unbiased instructor. Then he says,
clearly.
Then he says this to the kids. In your case, this is the unbiased instructor. In your case, under no condition would I support any group that has an implied or explicit support for Trump, racism, sexism, or indifference to democratic values, including peace, liberty, freedom, and justice for all peoples. I question if your national organization has some responsibility for recent actions or of recent actions. So seems like a really nice, unbiased teacher.
So he's questioning if they have any response without any evidence of responsibility. He's just assuming that because they're Republicans, they will do that.
Yeah, no, exactly. I agree. And you can hear the bias in the way he says that to the kids, yeah, that they might be responsible because they're the young Americans for freedom. It's ridiculous. Dave, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Dave, you win the lottery. What do you buy?
I'm buying two islands in the Caribbean.
Okay.
In separate parts of the Caribbean. A helicopter with a pilot. So when a hurricane's coming to this one, I can go over to the other one.
And that's a good idea, Dave. I don't mind.
Always have a backup island.
See, a lot of people are saying the islands. To me, it's a little bit too much responsibility. Like, I really love apartment living because I feel like there's a doorman and there's people that, you know, can take care of you. An island, it's a lot on you, Dave.
Yeah, but I can pay for them to take care of it. You know, I pay a house for the caretaker, a house for the pilot, on each.
Yeah,
the pilot will have two houses because I want him to be with me. So when I got to go to the island or I got to go to the mainland, we're ready to go.
I'm just saying, I think the real problem here with me is that even when I'm a billionaire, I feel like I'm still going to be kind of cheap. So to me, this just sounds really expensive. But I know you're a billionaire, so it doesn't matter. But in my head, I'm like, yeah, we're getting kind of pricey. The upkeep of this lifestyle is going to cost you a lot. But I just have to keep reminding myself, no, Grace, you have billions of dollars now. You don't have to worry about that stuff. Your life is different now. Chuck, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Chuck, what do you buy if you win $1 billion?
$1 billion, I would obviously pay off all my bills, maybe buy a new truck, a new toy. Then I would run for president and have Donald as my vice president.
Ooh, very good. I like that. Not bad at all. I think that a lot of people that are calling up, we had some guy, he dropped off, but he was saying the same thing, that he would donate a lot of his money to the RNC. A lot of people have politics on the brain, even when they're talking about, you know, something that's not political. Speaking of having politics on the brain, Rose McGowan, you guys remember her from the Me Too movement. She has called Trump's second impeachment a cult propaganda in a theater of mass destruction. Rose McGowan has been portrayed by the media as kind of a crazy person. I actually think that a lot of times she's right on. She has called out a lot of people for being hypocrites, including Alyssa Milano. And she was, I think, the original person to start the Me Too.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah. It was because of, I don't know if it was because of, but it was related to the Harvey Weinstein.
Okay. So this is what she said. She said, this impeachment is cult propaganda, a theater of mass distraction. U.S. cult members on the left will cheer. Those on the right will be in a fury. And the country starving, sick, and poor will sink farther and farther. Good thing the elites are leading us. I don't disagree. I mean, there's people out there who have had their businesses destroyed. You know, there's people who have real, real issues. And when they look to Washington, D.C., they're seeing this show and this thing where it's all about Nancy Pelosi is wearing the same dress she wore for Trump's first impeachment. Like, it's something we should all be like, oh, so celebrating. It's a waste of our taxpayer dollars and it's a waste of time. And it's from people who have claimed for the last 4 years that they have really good ideas. So here's your chance, guys. You have such good ideas. Let's put them to work. But instead, their number one priority, as always, is Orange Man. And let's focus on Orange Man. Let's keep the press off of Joe Biden. And I have to say, I don't think Rose McGowan is on the wrong path here. It does seem like it's all a mass distraction. But the thing is, you can't distract people right now from their lives. And people's lives right now are, you know, the first impeachment, things were different. The world was very different during the first run of it. And people did have an appetite for it, I think. Right now, people don't. People really want to see some stuff change, and they want their stimulus checks, and they want their businesses open, probably even more than they want their checks. And I don't think people have the appetite for it. I think people are sick of this. They see it for exactly what it is, which is very political. My friends at Eden Pure have done it again, guys. Starting today, you can get the Thunderstorm air purifier at the lowest price offered to my listeners. With code word GRACE, the Thunderstorm is available for under $90 and shipping is free. This New Year sale is for 1 week only and while supplies last. The Thunderstorm is a small device. You can hold it in your hand like I'm doing right now. You can plug it into the wall to purify the air from any odor. This could be pet odor, kitchen smells, tobacco, or that damp smell you may have in your basement. One of the best parts about this is it's so quiet. There's no filters needed. We love them here in the office because you can bring it into the kitchen when Howie microwaves fish. Right. You can bring it in any room that you think is starting to smell kind of damp or funky, and it makes it smell so fresh, like it just rained.
Well, that's like yesterday. You remember when I microwaved the asparagus?
Yeah. Thankfully, I didn't have to get mad because we had the Eden Pure air purifier.
That gave me the confidence to bring asparagus into the workplace.
Yeah, it gave you a lot of confidence because you literally yelled it out loud. You're like, I'm microwaving asparagus. Sorry, get the Eden Pure. He's very lucky we have this machine here. We love them here in the office, and the Thunderstorm doesn't take up any floor space, which is great. It's not clunky. People don't even notice it when it's in the wall. Take advantage of this one-week-only sale and experience for yourself what all the listeners, Howie, Jared, Jared's Asparagus, and the advertisers are all raving about. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word GRACE. That's EdenPure.com, code word GRACE. Shipping is free. By the way, guys, go to GraceCurlyShow.com to get the Grace's Goodie, which is Cape Gunworks. It's not going to be around for a long time, so make sure you jump on that now. When we get back, we are going to ask the same question, the billion-dollar question, to Howard Lawrence Carr. And I have a feeling Howie has a lot of stuff that he'd want to do if he had $1 billion. I know he would retire because he's told me that before, but we're going to get into the specifics. We will be right back, guys. This is Grace Curley, and this is The Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Now comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. We've been having so much fun this last hour talking about what we would do if we won $1 billion. And Jared and I both have said that we would definitely give Howie our 2 weeks' notice because we're really good employees and we definitely would not take off the next day for some private island and never come back. But before we get to what Howie would do with the money, I wanted to go over one more time a few things. GraceCurlyShow.com to get your Cape Gunworks Grace's goodies. Also, thank you to Aviva Trattoria for coming in, and thank you to my VIPs for being here today. We've had such a fun Friday, delicious food, and great conversation. Do I have Howie Carr on the line?
Yes, you do.
All right, Howie, let us know. You win $1 billion. What do?
I think probably I wrap it up. It not immediately, but I don't think I'll be around a year from now. Probably not a month from now.
So I said that to the VIP during the break, and I told her, I said, oh, Howie says that if he won $1 billion, he would retire. And she's challenging that. She said, no, he wouldn't. She said
I used to think I wouldn't retire, Grace, but now I think I would.
Would you buy anything fancy, like a fancy jacket from one of those shops in Palm Beach?
No, you have to wear a mask to go into that shop, so I don't even go into that shop anymore, just even to window shop, you know?
All right.
Besides, where can you wear a fancy coat like that anymore? Anywhere.
That's so true. That's a very good point. So, Howie, what can people expect to hear on the show today? Do you have any guests lined up, and what are the topics you're going to be talking about?
Well, you'll be back for Police Blotter Facts Friday and for Grace's News, and I think we'll be talking about the situation with John Sullivan, that the agent provocateur. I find it rather ironic that AOC wants to crack down on fake news, and the same day she wants to crack down on fake news, or almost simultaneously, CNN is running this fake interview with this guy who's basically a low grade Antifa type, semi-terrorist. an agent provocateur and calling him a journalist. I mean, is that the kind of disinformation she wants to crack down on? The Russian collusion hoax, Dan Rather makeup story about President Bush. Is that the kind of stuff she's looking for? Or does she just want to crack down on true stories?
Well, Howie, you have to keep in mind, this is CNN, and they were so happy. I was talking earlier about this. If you heard this story and you had any shred of, journalistic curiosity, you might say to yourself, wait, this guy who's not a Trump supporter came all the way to D.C. to film a riot that supposedly happened pretty spontaneously, but he happened to be there with his film crew. But just like with Jussie Smollett and all of those kind of, fake stories, they don't look into it. They don't think to themselves, oh, this is too good to be true for us. They just say, oh, let's get him on tonight's show.
I've told you, Grace, we used to have a saying in the old Hearst newsroom of the Boston Herald American, but it was a joke. There are some stories that are just too good to check out.
Yeah. That's all stories at CNN.
But it's a joke. But that was a joke. We were kidding.
Right.
Because, we would have gotten into trouble if we'd been printing crap like Anderson Cooper was doing,
You think your old bosses would have cared if you said someone had a crowbar and it ended up being a probar?
I think I would have been back on the obit desk, writing the obits.
Well, how
not and not the serious obits, just the not. I mean, not the serious, but the not the you know the former congressman obits. I'd be writing the so and so used to have a job in a stable and he died. That's what I'd be writing for obits. And I also, Grace, one of my favorite journalistic words that's been missing for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Unexpectedly.
Unexpectedly.
It's come back. I saw my first unexpectedly today.
Well, that's back in fashion, like Abraham Lincoln and
December,
all that stuff.
December retail sales crashed unexpectedly after the election of Joe Biden. They're puzzled that people would stop buying. Are they also puzzled if a hurricane is barreling towards the coast that people put up storm shutters and evacuate, or if there's a blizzard coming they buy a shovel and some salt? It's unexpected. There's an economic and maybe even a social hurricane coming, and people are hunkering down, and that's why the sales unexpectedly crashed in December.
Howie, what's going to be really unexpected?
What's that?
When the ratings unexpectedly drop after Donald Trump leaves office and all their reporting is how great Joe Biden is. I don't think there's a real appetite for that anymore. Just listening to Jim Acosta talk about how Joe Biden's having the best week ever. And I loved how today on Twitter somebody put up a side-by-side, and one tweet was NPR, and that original tweet where they said, this is why we're not talking about Hunter Biden. It's not a real news story. And then the other, we save our print for real news stories that matter. And then the other tweet had said something like, Joe Biden's dog, the first dog to ever be at the White House, was adopted from a shelter. Like, these are the stories they think they can get away with now.
Right.
And they can't.
And how dare you not call Jill Biden with her education, master's or PhD in education, a doctor.
That's Surgeon General Jill Biden to you, Howie. Please address her by her correct title.
Yeah. And don't confuse her with Carson.
Yeah, no, right.
Just because he's an MD, that doesn't mean you have to call him Dr. Carson. He's a Republican.
Just because he works on brains doesn't mean you need to talk to him like that. Hey, Howie, I told you about this story today, and I was shocked you hadn't heard of it yet, because it's something that normally I think you'd run with. Did you read the story about the Lincoln Project's problem?
I have it ready to go, Grace. Did you get to it today?
I did not, Howie. You know what?
Oh, I'm glad you left it for me.
I really thought to myself, I'm not going to do this justice. This calls for Howie Carr.
I thought to myself, he's a never Trumper. Used to work for McCain. Used to work for Kasich. He has been outed apparently as a perv. He likes to offer young men jobs, and he calls them my boy. And I thought to myself, Grace, what does he think he is? A member? A priest? In the Boston Archdiocese, does he think he's a member of the former member of the Massachusetts congressional delegation?
Well, Howie, the Lincoln Project, that group of guys, they have more skeletons in their closet than the Kennedys. I mean, they have stories about every single one of them has, like, tax issues and problems like that. But this is the first thing I've heard of a perv issue.
Yeah, and how about the one that had they want to round people up if they have a Confederate flag anywhere. They want to get the Dukes of Hazzard off the air. But this guy had a Confederate flag, one of them, on his cooler. His ice bucket. Yeah, exactly.
This is the Grace Curley Show. Be right back.